Russian.
Okay, all right, great.
Like you, we don't want to do this either. So, yeah. So we're going now. This is the show.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We're trying. If you're listening, we're trying out something new. We got the phone plugged into the board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing a call-in segment, like sports radio style.
And our friend Doug Lane. Is it Lane?
Yeah, Lane.
Lane, okay.
We're close friends, yeah.
I didn't know if it was Lane.
Good buddy.
It could be pronounced Lane.
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 Lane. No, it's Lane.
Are you Lion Doug. Like the... We got Lane.
Are you related to Nathan Lane?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm.
No, unfortunately, no. And it's spelled differently, I think.
We got Doug Lane, famously brother of Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane and Lane's brother.
Also gay brother.
To talk to us about his experience on the set of Mousetrap.
Uh-huh. That was a pretty crazy movie.
Yeah, they got that guy fake Robin Williams to be in it.
If you remember.
From Waterworld.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
The plot of the movie is a mouse has escaped from Richard Gere's ass. And he's being chased around the house.
Yeah. And they hired three former members of SEAL Team 6.
Real quick, though, before, because we already recorded one episode, but I did want to say up top, because it's the first episode we've done since the Capitol Hill thing.
Oh, what happened? Yeah.
Rest in peace to the guy who shocked his nuts, so hard he died. Well, that's all I want. And then we can get going. That's the first thing I wanted to say.
We have Doug here, and it's good timing because I would personally like to go off about censorship.
Mm-hmm.
But considering the current context, it wouldn't be received as anything other than me being a Nazi apologist.
Yeah.
Right. So
Doug has his own issue he's dealing with big tech silencing people. Uh-huh. And we can have Doug on discuss his issue in a way that won't make people, you know, send hate mail to me.
Wait, Doug, real quick also.
I can't guarantee that, guys.
No, that's fine. It's the kind I can deal with.
Real quick,
this is one thing I will say, is that the hate I get from, like frog Twitter people is usually...
Is that still a thing?
They'll just call you a faggot and then they stop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy to deal with.
Uh-huh.
It's the people that, like, expect me to, like... go to them for, like, absolution, as if they're, like, a priest, you know, for, defending whoever, but...
Who are these people?
I don't know. The other half of the people in my DMs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have found that the mute button works wonders.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly ratioed on Twitter, but have no idea what's going on.
Unfortunately, my mind, I don't work that way. And if somebody comes a knocking, I'm yelling.
Interesting.
You know? I can't hold back.
Nah, you gotta fucking put that shit on mute and go fucking...
I have nothing.
Go about your life. Go for a little walk.
I
make a fucking salmon. That's
else,
what I do.
I have nothing to live for. I have nothing
that's
else
true.
Going on in my life. It's either argue with people online or watch Degrassi. And I don't want to spoil my dinner, as they say, by consuming too much Degrassi at once. I want to spread it out over the next...
That makes
year
sense.
Year or so, until you know. So, Doug, you've got, like, what's going on? I briefly read over you said, but YouTube is...
Yeah, also tell our audience who you are. Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm the publishing manager and publicist for a book imprint called Zero Books. I'm also a writer in my own right. I've written some novels. People should Google me and buy my book.
Oh, shit, nice.
But I put out like YouTube videos to promote the books that we publish.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of like a left-wing Marxist commie kind of imprint. Book publishing. You know? And so I put out these little like faggoty critical theory videos.
Mm-hmm.
And they are usually, I try to be topical to get the clicks, right? So like I'll be talking about, I don't know, Adorno, but I'll be talking about Jimmy Dore or, you know. Whatever.
Very topical, Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, Jimmy Dore.
People are still talking about that.
Extremely topical reference. Yeah. Jimmy Dore. You go outside, you ask any 14-year-old who their favorite comedian is, and they'll say Jimmy Dore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. I remember those motherfuckers. Porkheimer and Adorno. They were doing some shit, right? I took a class a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What did they say? What did that motherfucker Adorno say?
Adorno was a Frankfurt School guy who said that, you know, there's no such thing as poetry after Auschwitz.
No. And, yeah. The fans are going to love that.
He famously said Auschwitz was the most beautiful thing that ever happened. There's no way to create meaningful art because nothing will ever top Auschwitz.
Someone said that. That's fucked up.
Someone said that about 9/11, and I kind of do agree.
Adorno said, no one's allowed to have fun if I'm in the room, I think is what he was most fond anyway, a few months back, actually, it was in November, I created a video about the Great Reset. You guys heard about the Great Reset?
Yes. The Prince of England is trying to create a new world where no one's allowed to call him gay.
You can fuck as many children as you want if you're the Prince of England after the Great Reset.
We need to save capitalism by making it even worse and keeping the people in power for even longer, but in a different way now.
Yeah, that's basically it. So the Great Reset is actually like something that the Goldman Sachs and the World Economic Forum put together as a way to rebrand exactly the same shit they were doing anyway. And
it's such a Chad move to be like, this is not working. We need to do it over. But it's still us. We still win.
Right, what's that like? It's like when Stringer Bell renamed the product. Remember when he's going to fucking school? Economic school, and they tell them just rename the thing and try it again. Is that what it's like?
That's basically So I made this, the Great Reset. The Great Reset on the right is like a big conspiracy theory. They think the Jews are doing revelation of method, or I don't know what they think.
Yeah. So I made this video saying, "Fill us in."
I don't know. What
But I made this video critiquing the
notes.
Yeah,
I made this video critiquing the Great Reset. Right, but I made the mistake of quoting Alex Jones, like running a clip of Alex Jones at the beginning. And then Alex Jones said something like, COVID is a weapon. And I said, of course, he's right. COVID is a weapon against the working class, just like everything else under capitalism, you know, real smart. Right. Anyway, they took it down. They took the video down. The YouTube algorithm flagged it or something happened. I mean, I hadn't even made it public and they took it down.
Oh, shit.
And then I got a community strike. Or not a full strike, but a warning.
Which in the YouTube world is basically like you've been outed as a pedophile and you have to go around. Yeah.
That's right. This is like I violated community standards by releasing this video about how the right wing are nuts and you know, Christopher Lash was worth thinking about because that was the other thing in the video. But the thing they accused the video of being is like misinformation about COVID. You know, like is putting forward medical misinformation. It's like a 15-minute long video. If you listen to the whole thing, it's our usual Marxist communist bullshit. It's not giving you instructions on how to burn a mask or why you shouldn't get vaccinated or anything like that.
Right.
That's not in there. So they're wrong. They're just like this. They didn't pay attention to the video, which of course they didn't. It's a robot.
Right.
And that's kind of the real problem, is that not only do these companies have all of this power now, but then the power is going to be automated. So there's even less accountability.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So like the first thing I do when it's taken down and I see this community standard strike is I try to get to some human being through their system and I can go to a chat window and I'm chatting away with somebody and who knows where they are. But there, it's clear to me after a little while, because I used to work at Comcast in the sales department back in the early 2000s. Mm. Yeah, it was the worst job I ever had. and it was clear to me, like, this is just some rep who has no power but has a script. Mm. Like, they have no... they're telling me, oh, don't worry. If your views are going down, it's probably just because of... your thumbnail or something.
Right. You should actually try like a picture where you can sort of see a lady's tits, but that I have found that those get the most views. And I have also as a consumer found myself clicking, even if it's like some kind of, even if I know it's a video that I'm not going to see tits, part of me is like, well, maybe. So I don't know. That's what I would say.
It's Pavlovian, you know, you have to click on the tits.
So I guess that's what I would say. What I would suggest is to maybe think about that, to lead with something like that.
Well, the reason I'm on the show is because I've heard a rumor that one of you guys are fucking Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube.
Yeah, well, we used to hook up. Mm-hmm. She used to eat my ass.
I've fucked her several times.
I actually fucked her before Nick, though, to be fair. No. Let's get that on the record.
No, not the
Could
case.
You make a video about how Nick lies about fucking women before me?
On YouTube?
On YouTube. Yeah. I want that out.
I will be glad to make it.
The other thing Adorno said was that I fucked that lady. Before.
Whatever you said, no.
Well, I'm hoping that you could maybe, you know, talk to her after a session, a little pillow talk about getting the
We don't talk. Honestly,
removed.
Dude, we don't talk that much.
Listen, they don't.
It's not really a talk thing. Yeah. She knows. She knows.
My thing with her was more emotional.
Yeah, Adam's who you want to look at for talking. Yeah. She doesn't respect him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, I get emotional.
So, the idea is that you are like what people call shadow banned?
Well, it seems like it. Although it's hard to, you can't really say, right? Because you're, you know, like in the last month, our views have dropped significantly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're not putting out exactly the same content as we did before. So it's. And it's December, and you know, so I don't know. But what I do know is if I get another glitch like this, and they will remove my channel.
Ooh,
like I'm on the precipice of it's all gone. And you know, it's not a huge channel, but it has like 77,000 subscribers.
Yeah, that's something. No, that's
pretty good.
So and hopefully
Paul,
after this,
but it's there.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that I can communicate with someone at YouTube and have it removed. But also, some of us content creators need to get together and try to make some demands, because this is ridiculous. Uh-huh. If you can get a community standard strike based on an algorithm, you know, fart, then you're, you know, the whole thing is sort of, it's very precarious.
Oh yeah,
not that things aren't precarious enough.
We're definitely fucked.
Do you have any hope that that'll ever happen? Because it thoroughly feels like that war is lost. Like that's done now. Any idea that there'll be any way to push back against the idea of like big tech and a handful of like maybe companies that you can count on, like on one hand, will have complete control over who's allowed to say what and when. And also that it'll be completely automated.
I think that a demand that content creators could make if we organize was that when you reach a certain threshold, like basically if you're monetized, then you should be able to talk to a human being about your these kinds of things.
Oh, that's such a hilarious low bar, but you're so right. There's no way to get a fucking human being ever to talk to you about any of that shit.
Right. So you should have, it should be transparent. There should be a process. You should be able to defend yourself.
I guess
you're monetized.
I would agree with that on like from our position, but it's also like, I don't know the actual answer, but I feel like with something like Patreon, right? It's like Patreon probably makes the bulk of their money off like the like probably 100,000 anime accounts that have like two or three subscribers, because like we're up there, you know, we're probably like 15, we're in the top 15 or 20 Patreons. If you do the math, we really only bring in about like $45,000 a year of revenue for them. It's like it's really not that much money. So they have to be making all their money off of these smaller accounts that are just, you know, they're collecting that 5% fee off like all of these people that sign up and contribute a small part individually, but it's the bulk of their money. So the idea that they're funding our access to be able to tell Patreon what to do, and they have no protections whatsoever. As much as I don't really like or want to associate with any of those anime accounts,
they're the ones actually
funding the whole fucking thing.
I don't see what you're saying. What do you mean, how are they funding it?
Because the bulk of Patreon's money has to be coming from those people. So this model
of
like
a flat fee to just have an account is what you're saying?
Well, they collect 5%. If there's fucking a million anime accounts taking in $5 a month, that's making more than one account.
That makes... Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so...
No, go
for
ahead.
YouTube, it must be something similar, right? I mean, it's like a
an idea of like, okay, well, if you're monetized and you get access to customer service, it's like, well, everybody should have access to customer service. The easiest answer should be that these companies don't get to just fucking kick people off, or if they are, then they should be broken up so that there's more competition and more options.
Yeah, but with the problem with that for something like YouTube is that there's so many billions of hours of video going up every day from all over the world that a human being couldn't really handle all of it. Like, I'm thinking there's a small section of content creators that maybe the top 5% or something that are actually monetized and even a smaller number that are like making enough that it matters at all.
Right. That's the other thing. Isn't it like, in that case, then the ones that are really making the most money are these like super huge, you know, like these literally like the Paul brothers or wherever the fuck, and like people doing like pranks or whatever with like, you know, 10 million subscribers. And then somebody that is kind of in the like fifth, you know, even let's say 20,000 to 100,000 range, though, then I don't know. Aren't those people sort of like kind of in the weird middle where YouTube definitely doesn't give a fuck about them because they don't?
I guess so. I mean, that's probably right for YouTube. But on the other hand, you have a platform that has, let's say, 50,000 subscribers. You have a Patreon and you do, I don't know, affiliate marketing or some shit like that. It's all part of your business.
Right.
I figure like you should have, if you're monetized at all, maybe you should have some way to have a process for this and not, and have it be relatively transparent. And I don't think that's a wild demand. Whether the question is like, can we get like what, yeah, like what's our leverage?
But isn't that kind of just an appeal that if you have enough money, you should get special treatment with this company? I mean, cause it's like,
it's more like if you're an employee, cause the other thing is they're changing their model and they're going to, you know, they're going to pay you a little differently and almost as if you're, an at will contracted in, or, you know, like you're like some sort of contractor with them instead of, however the fuck they were doing it before.
Interesting.
I agree with you that they shouldn't like this. It should not be an automated process that people should just get shut down or whatever, or shadow banned or whatever iteration of like censorship is happening in big tech at large. But the idea that if you're monetized or there's some sort of like income threshold you need to cross before you have protections from that automation is not something I agree with. It should be like a full stop principle that this shouldn't be happening to anybody, because as things move on, especially if who knows how long this fucking virus bullshit's going to go on, where everybody has to work from home, or we move into more of an economy where you're dependent on like the online version of the gig economy, where you're required on to like deal with these payment processors or the one or two companies in front of them that insulate you from them. If these processes are automated and you have to make a certain amount of money before you can get any kind of like, you know, look at or oversight into you being automatically banned from these things, it's like furthering a problem that already exists. So it should just be full stop. Nobody is getting banned automatically for anything. Not, you know, if you get banned automatically and you're monetized or you make X amount of money, then you get access to somebody that can look into it for you.
Yeah. At that point though, I mean, I can see the principle of what you're saying, but at that point, really, they just have to change their whole model because they would have to, they just have to make it a lot harder for people to upload content.
Well, they would have to make it a lot harder for content to get removed, which means allowing things to stay on there, which means like, you know, it sometimes, it may be offensive or like misinformation. And I guess that's like, that's the balance you have to figure out, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying if you have to have a human being involved before things get taken down, like, you know, then you'd have to have human beings hired to be going through these videos for, I don't know, pornography and all sorts of shit.
Don't they already do that? Don't they have like,
I feel like that's probably how it used to be at all of these companies.
Yeah.
If you go back to YouTube in 2006, 2007, that's probably how it worked.
There used to, I feel like there was like a Vice article or something about some people who just like their job was to make sure there's no like snuff porn or like literally like, you know, people dying or like kid porn. Like they used to have people that were like screening this shit, and I guess they don't anymore. I mean, I can't even imagine the sheer amount of fucking hours of footage that gets uploaded to YouTube a day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just assuming. I don't really know how feasible it is technically, but you know, if you just look at the raw numbers that are out there and the promotional material around YouTube, it looks like an insurmountable task.
At the very least, especially. I don't know. I feel like you should get to appeal to a real fucking person. Like everyone should at least like. I know what I see what you're saying, Nick. Where it's like, let me tell everyone you, should get a shot at it.
I'll say this.
Well, theoretically, you do. Like we did an appeal, right? And it supposedly was looked at by a person,
right?
But that person didn't tell us why they rejected our appeal,
right?
And we didn't talk to that person, and so like it may have been a person. It may have just been somebody who saw the appeal and clicked no, or you know, I don't know what they did.
Yeah. I'll say this, and then you can like plug your channel and stuff or whatever videos, and then you know,
right.
we'll go from there. But like when there's been times where we've been worried about like Patreon as a platform for whatever reason, either like deplatforming because they're worried about like, you know, a massive amount of reports on our account, or just that, you know, there's like they've had trouble in the past just keeping the lights on with a couple of decisions that they've made. So like anyone else on Patreon that eventually transitioned to making all their money off of it, we were worried about like, okay, well, we have to build our own platform at some point. And then once you go into the idea of like distributing content and collecting like subscription payments, the first hurdle you'll get to is you're going to have to choose some kind of payment processor. And there are really not a lot of options. And I don't want to like go into which companies like we went with, but just based on the name of the show alone, we got a hard no from people. Like a hard no. Not for political reasons, not because it's dangerous. We're not selling pornography. It's just the name of the show, and these companies have a lot of money and they'd rather just not deal with it. Now I got one of the companies to change their mind because like I just happened to have a friend that knows a lot of investors in Silicon Valley, and I could just ask him for his help. He sends some fucking email to somebody I don't even know, and then 2 hours later I get an email saying congratulations, we can work with you.
Mm-hmm. So nepotism,
right? Basically. Yeah.
And it's like,
this is what I want you to do for me at YouTube. Find some guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will. I can refer him to you. You probably know him anyways. But
could I expand this conversation slightly? Because I think this is pretty important, but I just want to open it up a little bit. But you're as a head of a publishing imprint and an author yourself, you're probably pretty familiar with books, and Stav just read this book called The Giver.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if you've read it or what you think about that.
I don't have a lot. Is that about sexual giving?
There's a girl named Fiona who's pretty sexy.
Yeah. This chick Fiona.
From what I recall is a guy who's learning how to come. A young man.
Yeah.
Learning how to come.
Yeah.
Fiona was.
Well, I do have an idea for a book though. We can talk offline, but I was thinking kind of like a lifestyle, kind of like a thing called the Hard Dick Warrior's Way. And it's sort of like, I don't know if that's the kind of thing your outfit would be interested in, but let's talk afterwards.
I'm 50, so anything about getting a hard dick.
Yeah. We've got something for that too, my friend.
We got something different this week.
Actually, not this week, but different week.
You can bet on it at mybookie.ag.
Oh, wow.
I hope you don't mind, Doug. We're just going to go right into the
read. Doug, we're not Marxist socialists like you.
Because at any moment. Go ahead.
I have a question for you guys. Before I came on your show, I mean, no pun intended. But before I appeared here, I kind of looked you up, and because I've listened to your show a few times, I was like, is this like Chapo? Is it not like Chapo?
No.
I looked it on Wikipedia.
We're a lot like them.
Yeah, we're smarter. And, we're a lot smarter.
If you're listening,
you're not like you're not about like politics, but you're about being gay with your dad.
Yeah,
that is. So
if you're listening, all you have to do to get on the show is send me an email, which makes sense.
Yes, everyone.
And then maybe Google. Now here's
a girl
problem.
Took a bus from Pennsylvania once and did the show.
Just a girl, just a random girl. Lady.
It's important that you've never listened to the show, aren't aware of what it is.
That's so much more important.
Yeah.
We do not want like a super fan.
Yeah,
you're not. If you've listened to it, you're not allowed.
If you're avatar is you wearing chainmail and a Panama hat
for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Please don't ask to be on the show.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, like, when you say gay with your dad,
yeah,
you mean it like in the old fashioned, like, yeah, you know, happy?
We mean suck his cock. Or, mm-hmm. We mean you suck his cock, you fuck him in the ass, he fucks you in the ass. Yeah. That kind
of
thing.
But give a little reach around.
In the old sense of all of those words, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you put on a wrestling onesie.
It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Yeah. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland.
That's right.
There's only
right.
one thing that hasn't changed this year.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're doing our ads.
We're just
organically talking about a really favorite website of ours, mybookie.ag.
Yeah. Mybookie.ag, which, Doug, look, if you're worried about your money because, you know, YouTube's shadow banning you and you're uh-huh. running out of places to turn, you
and
have
your
to
dick
on,
doesn't get hard.
Have to come on Cumtown in a last ditch appeal.
God, I don't want to be mean or anything, but you're fucked.
This is not going to work.
This is your plan. This is not going to work.
You know who else asked to be on the show? Mark Halperin.
Oh, yeah. The guy from MSNBC that got Me Too.
It almost happened.
He wanted to revive his...
Because I didn't want to publicize it on the show, but like, Mark Halperin's publicist asked if he could be on the show so he could like rehabilitate his image. And at the time, we were still talking with Vinny. And so I approached his, I approached his publicist and I said, here's what I want to do. I want to put together the Bam Margera Mark Halperin comeback tour. And I'm going to have Scumbag Vinny.
Host of Scumtown Podcast.
That would have been so
and
awesome.
Vinny was fully on board, and the his publicist was like, I need more details. I'm like, Vinny's in jail, but he'll get out. Vinny's going to be out.
That's a guy you should look at for the rights to his autobiography. Vinny, what's his last name?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
Scumbag Vinny.
Scumbag Vinny. Vinny.
His last name is
Vinny Beetle.
Beetle. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could find a critical theorist to put like Scumbag Vinny as understood mm-hmm. by, you know, Marcuse, we'd do it.
I think so. Yeah, I think he knows. Yeah. And he's a big reader, too, of that kind of shit, too.
Marcuse, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if you find yourself in a year, you got $6,000 left of your name, all the money's dried up.
And you need to double it up
you
quick.
You need to double it up quick, man. Hit mybookie.ag. It's the place to bet on football every weekend. They've got better bonus and more prop bets than any other sports book, period.
And that's facts.
This year they're hosting
that's
the first
that on that.
Online handicapping on 1,000 super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000 and only costs.
You probably still have time to do
you
that.
Know what? Look, go and find out if Andrew Cuomo is going to get his nipple piercing ripped out of the
that's
Bills game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can bet. There's prop bets on that.
You can find out if that's going to happen. I think they match your deposit up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is
pick free money.
NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score. I think
that's over. That's the playoffs. Go Ravens, by the way. Fuck the Bills.
Go Bills.
Last year, yeah. Yeah, fuck the Bills.
Go Bills.
Fuck the Bills,
my
Adam.
Heart is in Western
Adam, shut
New
the
York.
Fuck up.
Bills
Ravens.
Mafia.
I would only recommend a service to my listeners. It's been good to me. That's why MyBookie is always the right play.
Oh, it's been real
the
right
play. You win, they pay. MyBookie is live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player person.
We got NBA back right now, folks. We got it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so go to mybookie.ag. And
put money on the playoffs.
Promo code Cumtown. Yeah, go bet on the playoffs.
Bet on the fucking Ravens.
Look,
we're not losing. Fuck the Bills.
Here's the thing.
Fuck the Chiefs.
It's too late to make money in crypto. You blew it. You should have sold at 40. That's going to collapse.
It's over.
The dollar's about to fucking collapse.
Yeah, so bet on Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Big truzz, motherfucker. We got this shit.
You can't. You'll never bring yourself to buy gold because you're trash.
Mm-hmm.
So take the money.
You're not
you
elegant
have.
Enough to buy gold.
You don't deserve gold.
No.
You don't deserve to touch it and feel
no.
it.
No, sir.
Yeah.
So go to mybookie.ag, promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
And you get a bonus.
You get a nice bonus, and it's the best website.
It's Cumtown is the promo code.
Cumtown is the promo code. Do that, place a fat wager and bet on whether our friend Doug gets his YouTube channel back. You know,
I'm going to bet against that.
I'm going to bet the house against. This is what it's looking like from here. Yeah.
You have your channel.
Doug is really trying to circle the wagons by getting us.
Doug, let me ask you. So you have your channel. You just have a community strike against you. Is that the case?
Yep. It's a warning. So it's like, if you do this again, you're gone.
All right. So now, do you have any enemies that are also on YouTube?
Well, I would say most of everyone else.
If you want, you can direct.
Especially on the left.
Yeah, you can direct the listeners to go to their accounts and file bullshit copyright claims to get their channels taken down. Because as we've learned, the only path forward is an eye for an eye.
That's right. It's true.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'll give you an exclusive, something I don't talk about in public normally, but there is one channel that I actually hate. It's called Cuck Philosophy. Yeah.
Adam, he's trashing your YouTube channel. Well, are you going to let this stand?
Well, let's hear him out first.
So this guy, I don't know, some grad student with big, long fucking, you know, Rasputin beard, making
like
videos.
Asshole.
Yeah, he's a real dick. Making videos like about postmodernism and Marxism and stuff like that about a year after I started doing Zero Book Stuff. And the videos look remarkably similar.
Oh.
But here's the real thing that is like a thorn in my side. It's like way bigger than us now. It's like way off the chart. You know, like, you know, oh, the Marxism of Shrek and shit like that. So
he stole your shit.
Sorry to stop you there, but that is one of the gayest things I've ever heard. That is evidence enough that all of this is dead in the water and it's never going to get over. Someone's producing videos called the Marxism of Shrek.
And then it's doing numbers? Yeah. Somebody's watching that?
I don't know, dude.
Lots of people.
I read a book called Philosophy and Seinfeld recently, and I learned a lot of smart shit.
God damn, dude. All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Go harass that guy.
Yeah. File DMCA flags on him and get him banned.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, really, we need more people receiving automatic bans and suspensions.
Because that's the thing. That's the end road. Yeah. It all goes to shit. We all get banned, and then we start over with an agrarian society.
The ideal is that if at the end of the year, the only accounts left on social media are Chinese state affiliated accounts denying the Uyghur genocide.
That's right.
Those should be the only accounts on there, and then Coca-Cola saying how gay they are and how upset they are at the Capitol. Because Coca-Cola is sucking a dick in honor of Officer Brian Sicknick.
Say his name.
Officer Brian Sicknick here. As we suck a cock at the Coca-Cola Corporation and spit the cum out.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Doug, what's your channel if you want to plug it?
Just go to YouTube, type in Zero Books. You can find it. Google us, Zero Books. My name's Douglas Lane. My last name is spelled L-A-I-N.
All right.
Go to Amazon. Type that in. There's books I've written or other imprints that you should buy.
What are the latest titles you've published? What's hot this year?
Well, you know, we published Against the Web by Michael Brooks.
Yeah, you said
it.
Oh,
shit.
Is,
the late Michael
and,
Brooks.
R.I.P.
Yeah, and it turns out that if you die, it's really good for book sales. So he's doing really well. Wow.
So are you saying Mike faked his shit?
Yeah,
he's somewhere in a
Huckleberry
bunker
Finn.
Yeah, he's out there with Andy Kaufman somewhere. No,
he did it. Canceled authentically.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
To a hard dick savage.
Pretty good guy.
We've got a book by Grafton Tanner that's coming out about social media and about big tech. I'm hoping. Well, I can't say, but there's some big names in the podcasting world that may be writing a book for us soon. So
hey, man, 2022, the Hard Dick Warriors way. We got it coming, dude.
I'm all in. If you guys, you guys have a platform, I am a whore.
No chance.
I will literally write that book. Give me like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'll have it done. Stream of consciousness.
Before you finished, that fucking guy at Cuck Philosophy will made a video about it.
Yeah. Yeah, get that guy.
I'm writing a book too right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's called The Game of the Game. And it's how to
become friends with other pickup artists that don't get pussy.
How to pick up on signs that people are using pickup artist style tactics on you and not actually in love.
I'm writing the unofficial Luis J. Gomez biography.
That's pretty good. You should put that on your imprint.
That's good.
Yeah.
The real ass.
That is when you met Big J.
Is just what I remember of the movie City of God.
It's a good movie, bro.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
You haven't seen City of God?
Come on, dude.
That's a great movie.
I'm going to watch it.
I've never seen the sequel.
City of Satan.
What's it called?
City of Man, I think.
Oh. I don't...
Doug, are you a City of God fan?
No, but I should be, right?
What? No, he's a books guy, dude.
He's fucking
like
nerd is over here reading shit.
He's just never seen anything.
One thing, I watch The Queen's Gambit.
Okay, oh, nice.
Come on,
that,
dude.
That makes me current, right?
Nah, you know, dude, we don't. That's chess.
You know,
that's
we don't support women playing games, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely true, Adam.
I don't like it when they play games.
So fucking true, brother. Nice, man.
Well, we'll let you go.
Thanks, then, big dog. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Good chatting with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like I've been hazed. Did I get in?
Yeah.
Land
no, you got to get sexed in,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You got to come through.
Yeah, there's no hazing.
There's just, you'll figure out. You'll know when you've
face
been
down,
hazed.
Face down, pussy up.
That's right. Put that boy pussy in the air, and then we can.
All right, buddy. Yeah.
Bye.
Check out.
Thanks, bye, man. Check out our guy's fucking YouTube page.
All right.
Buy his books.
Okay.
Nice.
Now,
all right.
Back to business. Charlize Theron, getting a little disgusting in her old age.
Really?
Now that we're back.
No,
to
she was looking. She looked all right in that movie with Seth Rogen.
I saw a recent picture of her, and it made me want to throw.
No, she could still catch it.
Fury Road. She was kind of pushing it with the haircut.
She looked really good in that movie, Monster.
She made up for it by having her hand ripped off, which I imagine was in my ass.
Nick loves amputees.
You clenched out with your sphincter.
Mm-hmm. That's what different kind of pinching one off.
That's right.
That's when you rip a woman's arm off.
That's your fetish.
Oh, nice. I would love to see that SVU episode where there's just a woman and she's like running down the street crying and her arm's ripped off. And like Ice-T and Olivia are like getting ice cream. He's like, I love eating ice cream from the store. And the woman's like, and they're like, damn. And then it turns out there's a guy ripping women's ass, their arms off. Ass.
That would be the perfect crime for you because it's both. You are gay, but you sort of are interested in women.
And there are no fingerprints.
I'm
just interrogated by them, and they're like, of course I couldn't have done it. I'm gay. They look at each other, and we go to commercial break.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, he's not gay. He just likes putting things in his ass.
And then I
by the way, you tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah. We watched another two episodes of SVU today.
Yeah, this is an SVU podcast now. Although I don't feel like we talked about the other one at all.
Which other one?
Last week. I don't think we really talked about it.
We hung out in Jordan afternoon, then we went back to work.
Then we punched back into our jobs. But you know, here's what we do need to get back to.
What?
Jason Statham telling the guys to break out of prison.
Oh. Was it Jason Statham? I thought it was just a British guy.
It was just a British guy.
Yeah.
Wait, telling who to break out of prison?
You weren't there. It was a good riff between.
We shouldn't even,
Yeah, you know what? We'll just save it for when we walk.
What are you talking later? About?
When we both take our motorized wheelchair bike.
First of all, it's a fucking city bike with an electric boost, you fucking prick.
Oh, God.
What?
Listen to Sunday's episode.
Listen to Sunday's episode. There's a big reveal.
There's not a big reveal. Yeah. I've been open about it the whole fucking time. I take a fucking city bike with an electric boost. It's not the same as taking a fucking electric bike. You have to pedal for it to work.
You're like Lance Armstrong. I'm lying about cycling.
I'm a step below Lance Armstrong. I'll admit that.
You're juicing. You're blood doping.
That would be cool.
Just had a mental image of Stav getting on one of those accordion buses, but on the back part, and then it drives off, and then it's stretching the accordion.
Hurry up. I'm just in the back like, come on. We're not even fucking moving.
Halfway across the city, it's just stretching. Then the front comes back, and it's smashing.
This bus sucks.
This bus is fucking gay, dude. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. Mm.
My dick's fucking small.
Well, yeah, people getting shadow banned. That's almost worse than a regular ban,
dude.
Is it?
You know, they really got it out for people fucking.
It's funny too,
selling pussy online.
People say they're shadow banned, and then other people are like, "No, you're not. You're just like not getting." Yeah. It's like, for what reason would they not have a shadow ban? It makes way more sense than banning people is than
what is the shadow right. ban? Sorry,
just figuring
you can't
out a way
search
to throttle
them?
Or yeah, you just yeah, throttle so, or limit their content.
And people don't really see it. It doesn't pop up in a feed. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I fucking posted a joke about how to go to my own. I said like something about like go to my OnlyFans. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I said
you
I don't
said
have
share
one.
This if you think I'm hot, and it got no interaction.
No. Yeah, then no, you got shadow
all,
banned. Dude, that's probably
first
the
of
government.
All.
If you
think I'm not shadow banned. Yeah. I say shit like that's that all the time,
CIA,
and I get plenty
dude.
Of hits. Thank you very much. Mm. A lot of people want to suck me off, and you're just gonna have to deal with that.
You're
Nick.
Cinnabon.
Okay, I'm not Cinnabon. I'm sorry I shatter your little fucking fat phobic worldview that I get my dick sucked.
I got Cinnabon on Instagram.
I did not get Cinnabon, all right? I never have claimed that. Uh-huh. But I put a post and I just said OnlyFans in the thing, and it just got immediately taken down on Instagram mm-hmm. because it said I was, you know, I don't know. Trying to, it's fucked up, dude. You can't
don't
even
girls
can't,
like link to their.
You can't
only
even. No, fans? I think they got to go around it or they get shadow banned.
Wow,
it's fucked up.
I tried to go on a TikTok speed run and they just started deleting all my videos immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let the ban back up, and then one of them they took down because I'm smoking tobacco in it.
You're not allowed to smoke tobacco.
You're not allowed to smoke tobacco.
You should
on TikTok. TikTok? Yeah. Can you smoke weed?
No.
Wow.
You can't do shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You can just basically show your pussy.
Show your penis.
I feel like you could show your pussy in like mm-hmm. exercise shorts or some shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's not, maybe that's the Instagram one. I what are those Instagram ones? Reels?
Yeah.
All the reels I get are women with humongous breasts.
Yeah, me too.
Or they're showing pussy through work. That's a new trend. Women didn't used to really show off their pussies.
Camel
and they
toe.
Do now.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am actually a pretty big fan of it. I like to see nipples.
Really? That's surprising. I thought you...
Yeah.
I like that they let that through.
Very interesting.
It's not bad.
Very, very.
Interesting.
It's, you know, it's a type of mentality I didn't even perceptualize before you said that. Now I'm going to go home and just rewatch Black Men Revealed.
Yeah.
The greatest TV show.
That is such a good show. We got next time we got to watch Black Men Revealed.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, I prefer a woman to be au naturel. It's 47.
They're just years. Fully seriously talking about this bull. Whether they like pussy hair. They're 50 years old. And they think it should be a TV show.
On TV.
Oh, nice one, dude.
Thanks, man.
Nice little Louis Armstrong.
Little squeaker.
Little trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Old Satchmo stuff.
All fucking motherfucking Satchmo, dude. I get no kicks from pussy. Mere titty balls do not thrill me at all. I'm gay.
I don't remember how does it go after?
That's the song.
I'm a fucking homo.
Yeah.
What is it? Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. What is
I
it
get a kick out of you.
I get a kick out of cock. It's a good song, though.
That's right.
Well, folks, if you want to check out, if you like Kratom,
mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We got a new sponsor.
Oh, welcome to the family.
Kratom Company Super Organic.
Uh-huh. Super, it's both super and organic.
Super Speciosa.
Wow. Now, that is something that is good for me. And high power.
And we can assure you this product is good for you.
Absolutely. It's super organic.
The print shop is always emailing me right when we have to do these reads. Mm-hmm.
Fucking
always,
cocksuckers.
They're always fucking something up.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Yes, we got this beautiful...
Super Especioso. It's a new Kratom product.
Pull that shit up.
My phone is charging in the other room.
God damn it.
I got it.
I get no kick.
Is this sent in order? So Kratom is helpful for chronic pain and anxiety and depression.
Oh, I have all those things.
And we have all that. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly in pain.
I'm just going to go to the website, and then we're going to look at
it. It's a mild stimulant at lower serving sizes and popular used as an alternate.
Kratom is very helpful for chronic pain and depression, according to a survey of users by Johns Hopkins.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow. Shouts out Baltimore, Johns Hopkins.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's also
I got waitlisted there.
Go a mild birds. Stimulant at lower serving sizes and popularly used as an alternative to coffee. This company's super organic. They sell these little capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the regular bags of the shit if you want to just be an asshole and drink it all day long.
Yeah.
But they sell the little capsules, and you just pop a couple of those.
Okay.
And it is. If you only take a little bit, it is kind of like, it feels sort of like taking like a Percocet with a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
which is my zone.
That's the best, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. A little pill. And I would, personally, I would take one little very tiny puff of weed and then have a cold brew and then...
Mm-hmm. Due to FDA regulations, we are not legally permitted to state that our Kratom supplements can be helpful for the treatment of the diseases, conditions above.
Okay, so just ignore everything not we said.
Legally, it's not.
And for the future reference, that part should come first.
They said...
Not after the part that I read.
The next part's very funny. Instead, keep it vague. Like, 2020 has been a rough year. Kratom can help. Or get a boost of energy from Kratom and be yourself again.
Be your fucking self again.
Just do this over-the-counter heroin.
Let's put it this way. Fuck the FDA.
The FDA, fuck my ass.
Fuck them for Waco.
Fuck the ass.
Fuck the
fuck
ass.
Fuck them for Dallas Buyers Club.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Don't forget that the FDA wanted Texans to die of AIDS.
That's right. They wanted gay guys pretending not to be gay to die of AIDS.
Look, Kratom can't do shit. It doesn't help anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
But let's put it this way. If you've already done Kratom and you like it for whatever reason... You should check out the
Super Organics.
Yes. Super Especioso.
Super Organics.
Yeah.
SuperOGX.com. And
wow, they insulted our listeners in this email.
No, he was responding to me insulting them, and then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said they're retards, so I don't know if all of this.
He said,
I don't know all of this information, this scientific.
This is too much charts and shit. Can we tell him it's drugs?
He said, some of this info may not matter to your listeners, parentheses, retards.
Yeah.
No, that was Nick.
So, Kratom is a plant.
Well, Nick said that. Yeah.
And their Kratom supplements contain only one ingredient, Kratom leaves crushed into powder.
That's. Pure puré.
They do not.
They don't step on the fucking. Yeah. They don't step on the package.
Peruvu, Bolivia, uncut raw, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We do not adulterate, concentrate, or enhance our product in any way. It's only natural kratom.
You hear that, motherfuckers?
What separates us from our competitors is that most kratom brands are manufactured in really poor conditions. Sometimes these are home-based businesses selling products out of their garage. No exaggeration. It's quite common. Most kratom on the market has potentially unsafe
it's
levels
bullshit.
Of bacteria.
The competitors are bullshit. Super Orgasmics is the shit
they
want.
They got good shit. And in fact, you got to be careful with... Apparently, like, spirulina will, like, fuck you up.
Spirulina?
Yeah, it's not even worth taking the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of the times it's just, like...
It's that green stuff that makes everything taste like grass.
Yeah.
But it's, like, sweet, too. It sucks.
Well, it's bad for
it's
you.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that shit.
They say it's a superfood.
Yeah, it's a it can super duper de suck my dick.
Yeah.
So I guess I legally have to retract my statement about the kratom pill taking like a Percocet.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not
legally,
making any promises.
We can't say any of that shit.
It is a herbal supplement.
But we'll say it's good shit, and we like it.
Herbal supplement that it, or supplement
succulent.
That is not a treatment for anything other than fucking being bored as shit.
Yeah.
Like. Anything else worth doing now in life?
Just pop the fucking Kratom and stop asking so many fucking questions, you fucking pigs.
Things like salmonella, E. coli, and mold are common.
In other products.
In other products.
With not our guys, though, bro.
Don't read this part. Guaranteed to kill you.
Dude.
Oh, whoops.
Dude.
No. Dude.
They pasteurize their Kratom and then test it rigorously to protect their customers.
Nice, dude.
Like the police are supposed to.
That's right.
But then they've decided to go against.
These are the real fucking heroes, not the fucking cops.
This is cool. They meet the American Kratom Association standards for quality.
Who the fuck runs that organization?
Imagine. I don't know. Some guy named Charlie. Yeah. Some guy named Charlie that's living in one of those Toyota truck campers from the 80s.
Now, this is good Kratom, brother.
Brother, let me tell you something. I used to be addicted to fucking battery acid, and I decided to get off Kratom was the only thing that helped me quit.
And I just want to make sure everybody's getting that good shit.
And now I spend all day certifying Kratom and throwing ninja stars at my bedroom wall. They're passionate about what they do, and they view Kratom as something that can one day help just as many people as cannabis does.
Someday, brother, we'll get there.
Yeah, the stories we hear from our customers are absolutely incredible. People are able to ditch their prescriptions with Kratom and lead a healthier, more productive life. I do know, I don't know if I can read this part or should I say it, but I do know people that like fucking did have opiate problems, which a lot of people do now since the Democrats destroyed the economy on purpose to make Trump look bad.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Don't.
And that's what the guy from the Zero book says, not us.
But, like, methadone and Suboxone are both, like, fucking poisons.
Yeah, dude.
And they put you on that shit, and then you can't ever get off it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess this shit is, like can help with that. I don't know.
Again, legally?
I have no idea. This is way worse than the CBD shit, because it's like, in terms of understanding the legality of it.
Right. CBD is just odweeds.
To be honest with you, I have no fucking
idea. This is odweroin. No, it's something else. It's a good-ass supplement, and you're going to want to get it at superorganics.com. Yeah. That's super, what is it, OGX?
Superogx.com.
Superogx.com.
That's cool.
Promo code...
No, so you want to go to superspeciosa.com.
Oh, my mistake. Super Speciosa.
Superogx.com, I think, is just the guy's email.
Okay.
Super Organics is the company.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
And it's superspeciosa.com/cumtown. Look, that may seem shady that there's three different names, but consider that our other sponsor today is on a Swedish shadow company domain. That's an offshore.
That's right. Yeah. This is us moving up in the world in terms of legitimacy.
Yeah, where some guy named Hans LaForce set them up. All of their money is in fucking in ingots.
That's right.
That they take in off their offshore legal betting operation.
So go to that superespeciosa.com.
Those guys for 20% off.
They put the mob out of business.
Yeah.
That was the last thing the mob had left. It was fucking was
betting.
Sports betting. Yeah. You go to Maspeth and hang out and fucking. Those guys are bringing so much goddamn money off sports betting.
The mafia?
Their last bust was like 15 years ago, and they brought in like $12 million in bets in a year.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, but that's, yeah.
Now it's all like offshore
now
shit.
It's all computers, and no one breaks your fucking legs. You just go bankrupt.
Superspeciosa.com/cumtown. That's CUMTOWN. And he says, I will give you a coupon code for 20% off, and we can promote that if you give a link. And that's the link.
That's the fucking link.
So the promo code is either cumtown or cumtown20.
How do you spell especiosa?
Especiosa is the traditional Spanish spelling. Ese epe pucho. Si chacha.
That's really helpful.
Yola. Oso ese achachi chat. Dot como chicho. No, it's superspeciosa.com/cumtown.
Go do that shit, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't never taken that shit, but I'm about to, just so I can be a more...
You should try it. I got a bunch in my apartment.
I just want to be a more fucking educated spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spokesman of the whole damn
thing. It was good, too, if you're, like, trying to, if you're starting a diet or whatever. It's like, you know, you don't want to, you're, like, bored. And you don't want to eat, and you just pop one of those pills instead.
Fucking.
I've gone back to cigarettes. I've gone back to smoking cigarettes.
That's a good idea. You know what I literally have started actually doing that I have not in years?
We should honestly drinking. See if we can get fucking Marlboro as a sponsor.
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome, dude.
That would be so cool.
If we're just advertising cigarettes.
Cigarettes, bro. Fuck yeah.
Fucking... look, smoking makes you feel fucking cool.
It's cool. I think they're not allowed to advertise.
On podcasts?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's the wild fucking West over here,
yeah,
baby.
You can
they used to have billboards.
They're not allowed to advertise. And we're doing offshore.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Shit.
We're doing Odwee's Kratom and offshore betting.
I just said the thing that put the mob out of business.
No, I think they used to have billboards and stuff and like magazine ads. And
well, maybe
Congress made that illegal.
First of all, when was the last time you read a magazine?
He reads
Gay Guy Weekly every week.
Mm-hmm. I read Gay Guy Weekly and The Economist every week. Yeah. Very
Adam on the cover of Gay Guy Weekly.
No,
and
I just want
his
shoes.
Yeah, they're
I'm
too
just
big.
Wearing low top chucks.
So big.
Yeah,
her clown shoes. I look fucking stupid. When I was a little girl, I fell out of my cradle, and my mom said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Huh." Tupac.
Has Joe fucking said anything yet?
About what?
Just about anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a speech against
what happened at the Capitol.
The Capitol.
It was crazy. We got everybody out there looking like they're trying to hang out at the fair. I know I'm going to say, go ahead, say it. I know you want to.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
No.
Rectory.
I didn't say shit.
That was you.
No, it was not me. It's better this way. It haunts you.
No, it doesn't.
It's around the corner. You're constantly worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the bogeyman for your bitch ass.
You're thinking about ice cream. That's what's happening.
I'm thinking about ice cream, so what? That doesn't bother me at all.
How about
me saying that word does bother you?
Stav's being stalked by an ice cream.
That's not stalking. That would be a fucking convenience for me.
Yeah.
I can have ice cream whenever the fuck I want.
It's funny that they're called convenience stores.
Yeah.
You know, what's convenient about them?
Just that their
they
selection
got all the
of goods.
Stuff. They got all the stuff
I would
that
say.
You want.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
What's the fucking deal with convenience stores?
Why the hell do they call it a gas station? Because of what? Just because they got gas?
They got gas there?
Most of the shit there is fucking.
It's
they got
fucking
candy.
Chips!
Shit, shit. You could be called a chip station.
Call it the fucking chip station!
And if you want gas, there it is, you fucking asshole.
How about that?
How about that? eBay? What's the E stand for? Electric? And the bay part is what? Is that like a port or something?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's gas!
They should call it. Fucking gay
they
website.
They should call it the gay website.
Wow, Jerry.
I want pussy.
I got my new hour coming. We're all locked in. Everybody's talking about work from home. How about home from work? That's what you really are. They got it backwards. You're at home and from work. You don't work from home. Work is a place. Maybe work at home, but from.
Woo.
I'm worth $800 million.
I have $1 billion.
My new girlfriend is 7.
But she has huge dance.
It would be funny if, like, Leonardo DiCaprio was dating a 4-year-old with double D's.
She's got an old soul.
Mm-hmm. She's got an old soul. That was a line from one of the SVUs we watched
and then,
today.
And then every fat woman on Twitter being like, I would never fuck him. He's done.
Why are they so mad he fucks young women?
Because everybody, the whole world is just people that are upset that they don't have a thing that they probably didn't even really want in the first place.
Right. Fucking true.
You know?
So
that's mm-hmm. me. I'm pissed off about not having PS5.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I never even turned the PS4 on anymore.
Wow, that's cogent.
Yeah.
Because I am also pissed, but I do play PS4 sometimes. I play NBA 2K.
Yeah, and that came out, what, 400 years
400
ago?
400 years ago, dude.
I got a new game on PS4 I've been playing, which is a Jeopardy game, but you play with real episodes. So you get to answer.
You should have your PS4 taken away from you.
That's why? The gayest thing
you're
I've
playing,
ever heard
yeah,
in my
you're
life.
Playing the gay games. It shouldn't. This is what like a like
you
a
play
nerd.
Trivia on a fucking PS4?
Well,
a
you know, people are hanging out. You get the boys over, play a little Jeopardy.
No.
I don't know. It's pretty fun.
Wait. So is it multiple choice?
No, it's Jeopardy. You watch real episodes of Jeopardy, and before the contestants answer, you and the other people get to buzz in. Okay. And then on your phones, everyone has
How about
their
a show
phone
called
out.
Who Wants to Come? And Regis is
okay,
like,
okay, that's pretty good.
Your penis, my mouth, let's go 30 seconds.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
He's jacking
dun,
them off.
Dun, dun, dun.
Regis is just shouting things out. And they're like, come to things. A woman bending over in the middle of the store. She's trying to pick up a quarter.
Nick is doing a ferocious jack off motion as Regis. You guys are missing him.
It's not working for me.
I'm sorry, Regis. Play with my tits.
You only have
tits.
15 seconds to come.
Suck my nipples, Regis, please.
The woman's bending over, and you can see how wet her pussy is. It's so hot, there's a Yankee Candle display next to it, and it's melting. The heat coming off her pussy is melting the candle, and now she's slipped on it.
Phone a friend.
The titties have come out, and now there's wax. Drying on her titties. It looks like cum. She's got a big pair.
Your time is out.
You slip also, your cock goes in her mouth. It's in there. Come on, bust. Come on, everybody wants you to do it, Derek. They're watching you back in Toledo. They want to see you come. They want to see you come all over Regis's face. Fill me up. Philip Philbin, let's get it done. Let's get you off. Oh, and he can't do it. He's got stage fright. It. Get the hell out of here,
get
faggot.
Out of here.
Who's going to play next? Let's go to the audience.
It would be tough to be in the hot seat, you know?
You know why they call
at
it?
At home, it looks easy.
I sat there and I warmed it up for you.
So is this just a one-round game?
It's a one-round game.
Somebody just comes in and you have, Regis has 30 seconds
How
to
much
make
money
fun.
Now
you
we're
get.
Playing Who Wants to Come.
And what do you win?
Our next guest.
Because who wants to be a millionaire?
She's
you
a
win the million
She's
dollars.
A fifth-grade social studies teacher and a fat pig from Shaker Heights. We've got Arlene, thanks for coming. I'll go ahead and just start rubbing you here just to get you warmed up. Thanks, Regis. Let's get the clock going. 30 seconds. Your husband's late to work. There's a knock on the door. It's a black policeman. He kicks the door down. You're saying, what's this all about? He takes his baton. He puts it against your neck. You're up against the wall. He rips the basketball shorts off that you've been wearing his panties all weekend. They smell like an entire retarded gym class.
He doesn't care. He's excited by it.
He's excited by it. That's his hot. Savage penis is hard. Straight from the jungle, right up into you. Wow, oh, my God. And she's come, ladies and gentlemen. She's come. She did it. She's our winner for the day. Congratulations, you fucking big bitch.
The prize is just coming.
The prize is she comes.
That's it. You don't get any money.
You don't get any money. I keep all the money.
You just get a hand job from Regis Philbin.
Yeah, that's worth the price of admission.
That's right. Not bad.
I would have honestly.
Stay tuned for when Ben Stein's coming up after.
Honestly, I would have gotten jacked off by Regis. That would have been a funny story.
Welcome to the show. I'll put on these noise canceling headphones and you can suck me off.
Wasn't Ben Stein Nixon like a Nixon
speechwriter? Yeah.
That's fucked, dude. I felt betrayed.
Kimmel was his sidekick, remember?
I remember that show.
Yeah. Kimmel was making a lot of Comedy Central bucks back then.
Kimmel had his fucking the man fingers show. In a lot of pots.
Yeah.
A lot of pussies.
Las Vegas legend.
Is that so?
It's me, Kimmel.
No, it's stop,
and
stop,
the
stop.
Killers.
Start over.
The Killers.
Kimmel, the Killers,
Killer,
the third guy.
And Panic at the Disco and me.
There you go. Nope. Mm-hmm. You got
and
greedy
me,
at the end.
It's me, Greg Maddux. From the Atlanta Braves.
Steve Schirripa lived there for years, as we know if we listened to
him. We loved having him.
Great podcast.
How about Mechanic at the Disco? Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like, what the hell is this? A bunch of homos?
That's a fucking gay bar.
What is this? A bunch of fucking queer guys or something? Why are the pants so tight? What is it? Like, fuck you. It's 2004. Everybody's wearing girls' pants? Hey, it's me, the fucking, I'm the Mechanic at the Disco.
I had a rivalry in high school. It was a one way rivalry.
Yeah, yeah, we've heard about it. And then his band got big. We don't fucking care, dude.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Fuck, I forgot about that. So my fucking
Brandon Urie.
Don't ruin it, dude. Don't ruin it.
Brandon Urie, if you're listening to this.
You edit that out.
If you're listening to this, Brandon Urie, I haven't forgotten. And I will use all the power that I amass in my life to take you down.
Oh, fuck, dude. Not, you know how my brain works.
Oh, yeah. Don't,
you know I can't.
Yeah, don't ruin the big joke from Sunday's episode.
Oh, shit.
Is this Panic?
Panic at the Disco. Yeah.
Damn. Mm.
Haven't you people ever heard of?
I'm a faggot.
I can't wait to suck a penis.
Damn, I just want to dance with my wife at our 40th wedding anniversary to that song.
And you know that my dick is small, and so are my balls.
Suck my balls.
My fucking dick is too small, but
Michael, we've got another hit. Oh God, he's so good.
I don't know how anyone doesn't like Michael McDonald.
It should be illegal for a white man to have a voice that good.
You should go to jail if you don't like Michael McDonald.
Amen, yeah, brother.
He was at the Capitol.
He was. He was the first one in.
Hey, I was wondering if you could tell me where Nancy Pelosi's office is.
I'm trying to take a shit in there.
I'm going to try and shit in her pussy.
Well, I am a dumb bitch.
Oh, fuck. Dude. Me and Michael McDonald, we broke in there, and he was taking a shit in the in her ficus while I put my feet up on her desk.
That guy was so cool.
She had a letter. I didn't know how to read it, but I was left a quarter, even though that bitch ain't worth it.
Did you hear the part of that interview where he's like, I put my flag down. I sat down on Nancy's chair.
Flag back,
he's like, I want my fucking flag back, because he forgot his flag in Nancy Pelosi's office. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that's memorable.
I want my fucking flag back.
Yeah, he's from Northwest Arkansas, apparently, that gentleman.
How the fuck did all these cops
He looks a lot like
there?
Brett Favre, like on the Jets. Remember when he was kind of like gray?
Brett Arf, or Beat Arf.
Brett Favre.
Favre.
Beat Arf.
Beat Arf. Yep.
Well, it was cool that he was sending dick pics.
They're impeaching Trump.
How dare they? Mm-hmm. What, for caring too much about his country?
For trying to save
one
this
Trump
country.
Supporter talks about why he stormed the U.S. Capitol. Doug Sweet. Oh, we just talked to him.
Doug Sweet.
That would have been so awesome if you snuck in a fucking guy that was at the Capitol.
That would have been awesome. Mm-hmm. Suck me through the penis.
Do you remember there was a singer, Keith Sweat?
He said he felt,
yeah, of course.
He said he felt God's hand on his back, pushing him forward.
Oh, God.
I checked with the Lord, he says. I checked with him three times. I never heard a no. Hell yeah, dude. That's my justification
for
everything.
That's his rape defense, too.
I asked God three times.
Sweetie, no offense, but I asked God, should I stop drinking? And I didn't hear a word.
I didn't hear no.
Sorry I ruined fucking bring your dad to school day.
I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, I'm not going to open a court case saying that Mrs. Clinton eats children, Mr. Sweet says, but I can believe that she might eat children.
He rocks.
Honestly, I don't know if you want to call them patriots or not, but everyone involved is a kind of hero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the full rundown on Sunday. We recorded that one first.
A real human being.
Real human beings. Mm-hmm. And my dick can't get hard. Mm-hmm. I am fucking gay.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to watch Drive again.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah. I thought.
Imagine my dick in your ass. Imagine getting fucked in your ass. Imagine that my dick is very small.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And you've all seen how small my dick is. And so are my balls.
My balls are small.
This ain't living. They have a dick so small. Makes me want to kill myself.
Yes.
You know Michael McDonald's got a big
nice
old
fat
thing.
Cock for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would be honestly pissed off if his dick was
small. My dick is big, just kidding. It's really big, just
I'm
kidding.
Joking.
It's fucking huge, suck. And you know my dick is wide. On second thought, I was joking.
Damn. What song is that?
I got to try.
Yeah.
I got a child's penis.
I got a child.
I got a child's penis. I have a child's penis.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
That'll never stop being funny to me, friend.
Never, my friend.
I'll tell you what. Imagine trying to make friends with this sense of humor, like in public.
Brutal stuff.
At a bar.
Everyone's got to be grandfathered in, bro. If you don't have to listen. Bar, yeah.
You know, you've been talking to them for 5 minutes. You're like, yeah, no, I'm just passing through town.
Yeah. You got
to
be like.
I was something the other day. You know, Michael McDonald. I know this isn't even close to a good impression of him. Imagine if all of his songs are about his dick being small.
Child's penis.
I have a child's penis. My dick is fucking really small.
My dick is small.
The only way you can make friends with that sense of humor is like gay guys in the 1950s. You have to give the other guy a knowing wink.
That sounds like something you would know about.
Yeah, you know a lot about that.
It's when there was honor in
being
gay.
That AMC show, Gay Man.
Yeah. It's when
well, Adam was offered the opportunity to travel back in time, and rather than kill Hitler, he chose to go have gay sex in the 50s.
It was a real big mistake on my part. I called it a boo-boo or a boner.
With Don Draper in a restaurant, and the black waiter comes by. He's like, let me ask you something. What cigarettes do you smoke? He's like, well, I smoke Lucky Strike. And he goes, you don't happen to be gay, do you? I was wondering if you wanted to come back to my place. Maybe have gay sex.
Damn. R.I.P. Sal, the gay guy from Mad Men, who Don caught being gay because of a fire alarm, I think.
And he got him fired.
Got him fired?
Yeah.
And then he was a hobo.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's what happened?
I think so.
I never watched.
No, I thought he was just.
I watched for a couple seasons waiting to see Jones' tits.
Episode 6.
And you never see them.
Yeah, you don't. It's basic cable.
Shut the fuck up, Adam. It's AMC. They could show a tit once, maybe.
No, you got to go into HBO for that.
Well, they didn't even show her like in a see-through. Maybe she's in the bath with a white shirt on or something, or a nightie.
Yeah.
Maybe they did, actually. Maybe I just jacked off to that image in my mind.
Jacked off.
I'm gay. I can't wait to beat off. When I get home,
He can't wait. He's chomping at these dry riding the train. So cannot wait to beat off.
Yep. When I'm on the train home from work, all I want to do is jerk. Pull out my cock and beat off. Yeah, hell yeah. But I have to wait. You gotta wait to beat.
Beat your penis.
Beat your penis.
just fucking like 50-year-old black women listening to that in the office being like, he's got such a nice voice.
Oh, I love him.
I just love him.
Just
blasting.
I love him.
On their little office radio.
I can't wait to get man, Monty.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get my dick hard when I'm home. This is a great song.
Dude, this song is amazing. This whole fucking album is amazing.
It's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened to good music, right, guys?
Okay.
You have to piss?
I've been holding it for a while.
No. Why don't you go in between?
I'm a professional, dude. I'll wait till the end. How do I
please you? Nice.
Do I suck your Do I lick
do
your
I
balls?
Lick your balls? How do I
All right. Thanks, folks.
All right, folks. Bye.